A Frenzy of Sparks by Kristen Fields, performed by Nicole Zanzarella. The bolt slid back from the latch easily, but the doors were rusted shut. Oxidation from water on metal. The canal flooded when the moon was full and the tide was high, or when rain came on suddenly enough to flip leaves to their underbellies. That was when the water lapped over bulkheads and rolled up the street, gobbling concrete and lawns, sometimes getting as high as the front porch, where the bunny hutch sat next to her mother's tomato plants. Today, the sun was a hazy ball in the sky. There weren't any airplanes. The tarps on the new houses across the swimming canal flapped in the breeze. There were only a few minutes until her mother would ask for help before everyone came over for coffee and cake after church, as they did every Sunday. The metal door was hot beneath her foot as she tugged at the other until it sprang open, jarring her shoulder, stale musk rising as strong as when she lifted a lid off a saucepot on the stove. Gia flicked on her flashlight and took the first few steps into the cool basement air, where she'd certainly find chemicals. The basement dripped. Weathered posts cut into the earth every few feet to hold the house up. The flashlight made a fuzzy circle on the ground, on the old kitchen cabinets where her father stored junk tools, empty paint cans, wood varnish, sprays with faded labels. Holding her breath, she flipped a can. A skull and crossbones warned against touching. The ingredients, unpronounceable. Even for Gia. She was 13, the best reader in her class, but couldn't be bothered with Nancy Drew or Tiger Beat, not when Silent Spring claimed people were poisoning the world. Even the author had died of cancer, which proved chemicals built up in living things until they killed them. It was happening here, right at Mr. Angliotti's house. His wife had died a few years ago, and his three grown kids lived on Long Island. Mass was said for his wife at Our Lady of Grace every month, and he always sat in the first pew when her name was read. He watered her rose bushes and had planted a fig tree, which didn't fruit because it was too sad. Gia couldn't remember what his wife had looked like, only that she'd thrown steaming buckets of pasta water into the garden instead of down the drain. Gia's family wasn't related to the Angliottis, but they had lived on the same block for so long they might as well be. Last week, when Mr. Angliotti had been reading his newspaper on the stoop, Gia had ridden by on her bike, streamers flapping lazily in the heat, when the birds had suddenly gone quiet, and then they'd spiraled onto the lawn. Birds didn't fall. It was wrong and had stuck to Gia's bones. So she'd dusted off the book Sister Gregory had given her before summer vacation, rereading the parts about orange groves where people fell down dead, or bees making poisonous honey. The places in the book no longer far away and fairy tale-like, but right here.